USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden on Sunday called on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He added several provisions, including background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers. Antonio Cover with Gun Owners of America tells Fox News this push is nothing more than political grandstanding.
Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solution.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Sunday that Congress would work with Biden to enact two background check bills. The mainstream media's most prominent fact-checkers have been silent about Vice President Kamala Harris's debunked claim that the Biden administration did not inherit a coronavirus vaccine rollout plan. Harris directly contradicted White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks last month. We are USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.